is WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation's 201 in the AM. 201-692-2012 is the number. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Shout out once again to Brownskin 007 and Ms. CeCe tuning in from Texas. Also to Sister Lisa from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Happy birthday to you, girl, on this coming Friday. Most definitely Sister Nicole and Brother Todd coming to you from Money Earning Mount Vernon over in Westchester. Shout out to Sharon Addison as well.
What the quan, girl?
What's going on, Sharon?
Shout out to CeCe.
CeCe, she just called in? All right.
What's up, girl?
What's going on, CeCe? I got your messages here on MySpace, so appreciate you. Go ahead and make Wes Morgan your friend, all right? I'm telling you, this brother is blessing a lot of people. Wes Morgan's on the line. Thank you, Brother Wes.
Yes, sir, man.
Appreciate you.
I'm here.
You're here.
you know what he needs in his band?
What's that?
A washboy.
A washboy? Now you're going old school, man. Like that brother that brought out that washboy a couple of weeks ago. Man, we were in concert a couple of weeks ago in Queens, New York, and I had my crew with me. And we were doing this last song, and this brother came out, pulled out of his bag a washboard and some spoons, Wes. Come on, man. I mean,
now that's real, Wes. You can't get no real in that.
I mean, that's real deal Holyfield.
Yes, sir. In fact, he was from the Fire Baptized Holiness Church. Hey, so you know you can't get no real in that.
Yeah, he's fitting in, ain't he? I'm gonna find me a spot somewhere.
He walked in.
He walked in. He walked that bad boy in, and he did his thing. Dancing too, bro. Can't make this up, man. Can't make this up. But anyway, Brother Weston, you're also associate minister at your parents' church, correct?
Yeah, Celebration of Life Church. You can go to celebrationoflife.com and download some message. Man, my dad is a senior pastor. He travels often, and I have the wonderful opportunity of filling in for him and flanking his side. And it's a wonderful thing. But, man, you go to his website. If you like some real word, I'm talking about some heavy meat and potato stuff, go to celebrationoflife.com and you can download messages and check out the website. It's a great church, a multicultural church.
Right.
A true multicultural church, sir.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
So what y'all, multi-pasta?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be funny tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. I can tell you boys going to have some fun tonight.
Oh, we always do. It's like this every week, man. Every week. You just never know what you're going to get on this program, man. We just, you know, Wes, we just try to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? We have no scripts or anything like that, and we can go on for hours just, you know, enjoying, you know, three Christian brothers just enjoying each other and listeners calling in and just enjoying what we do and what we bring to the table because, you know, as Christians, we should be able to have fun. You know what I mean? We can't be all stuffy and stuck up or anything like that. We like to have fun, too, you know?
Absolutely.
So just because you know Jesus ain't stuck up.
That's it.
Well, we try to keep it real, man, and we just try to keep it grounded. And we're just some humble brothers just trying to do things for the Lord and bless some people out there, man.
Oh, man, I'm digging it. I love it, man. This is the kind of stuff I like to do right here. I don't like to have to change your voice and act all prim and proper all the time.
Exactly. Hi, I am Wes.
Yeah.
Praise the glory. Yeah. Say hallelujah.
Change that station.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to WFDU.
Nah, man, it's all good. Hey, and I love your style, man. I love your record label here, Bowtie World Music.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk.
You into bow ties, JP?
Man, I love bow ties.
Really?
Bow ties.
Wow. I like ties, period.
Yeah.
Now, what made you come up with that concept of bow tie records?
Well, bow tie records, man, actually, tie is a musical term, and you guys know this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's the sustaining, pulling two notes together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, man, one of the things that God really dealt with me about is that sometimes, man, we segregate music and genres of music. We, you know, you keep your little party over there and I keep my party over here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God has really dealt with me about bringing a plethora of artists together different styles, different grooves, different, you know, one of the things I love is the old and the new.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I decided with this record label when I started forming it is that I would not cut people out,
mm-hmm.
but I would start broadening their horizons by bringing other people in and allowing other artists to cross-pollinate. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I think it's good for us to come together and support each other. So the tie pulls everything together.
Uh-huh.
We tie in different cultures, different ethnic groups, different styles of music, praise and worship, R&B, jazz, gospel, contemporary. We're pulling all those things mm-hmm. together and tying them together so we can have a nice presentation.
Nice.
Did you say R&B?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know that don't belong in the church.
That's where Rhythm Brews got started, wasn't it?
Come on, brother.
You
come
sure?
on. You're talking right. You're talking right, Wes. See, don't get him started, JP. Don't get this brother started, man.
Don't mess with me. It's too late for me. You guys are used to this.
I ain't trying. I'm just trying to stir up something.
I know you are. I can tell. When you started talking first tonight, I said he's a stirrer.
Uh huh. Yeah, he loves stirring that pot. That's JP right there.
Lucky. I love it, man.
I can back it up too.
Yes, he can.
I'm sure you can.
But man, we love your stuff, man. When I first heard it, I was like, whoa, he been in my studio?
Wow.
That's how close your stuff is for the music that I'm doing also, and I just appreciate it, man. I love what you're doing. Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to do some things with you. Cause if you eating with Daryl Coley, I know you'll sat down and had a little meal.
Man, I'm telling you, man. You guys, have y'all heard the whole project, or y'all just had the single?
No, man,
what?
I got the whole project, brother. I've been through this bad boy inside and out. I'm about to get into another track right now, man. No,
wow.
Sir. I got the whole album, brother.
Well, man, you sitting here talking about me, man. I done heard about you guys, man. I did some homework.
Uh-oh.
You know
never
what I'm
mind.
I mean, these people been telling me about you guys.
Was that right?
Yeah, y'all not no amateurs. I know. I know y'all humble and everything, but...
Well, you see what happened was...
No, it's all good, Wes,
yes,
man.
No,
it's
I know
all
it
good.
Is, man. Hey, I ain't never been scared to hook up with the right fellas, man.
There you go.
I like good musicians, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank
but
you.
Not only good musicians, we're just good, grounded people.
Just being humble, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it, man. God's got... You know, you've got these people talking about, well, the world's got all the good musicians. Fooey on that mess, man. God's got some folk that'll blow your mind.
Wow.
Some talented people up in the church nowadays, brother.
That's true. But you still got to be true with what the message is supposed to be about, because people can be very misled and say, well, you're not real. And
right.
Then when they hear about your testimony, you can't get no more real than that, because you know what? You lived it, and there's people that is still experiencing it to have to say, well, who can I reach out to? Where can I see hope at? Can
mm-hmm.
I see hope in you?
Right.
And
that's it.
They see it in you.
That's it. We real people, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure enough. Well, I want to get into one more selection here, and we're going to let you go, but just sit tight for one more time, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get into this track here. This is probably one of my favorite tracks here. It's called Just Can't Get Enough,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Just Can't Get Enough.
I put that bad boy to rewind, JP.
Man, we be rocking from side to side. You know that R&B rock side to side? Come on, Wes. Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
This brother has some blood in him for sure, man. Where you been hanging out at, brother? Where?
Man, I can't say.
Can't let all his tricks out of the bag.
We're going to talk behind the scenes.
Well, sit tight, Wes. Here is the song entitled Just Can't Get Enough. Again, the name of the CD is Look At Me Now. This is Wes Morgan. Log on to the website, wesmorgan.com, WESSMORGAN. And I just got a text message on my phone here from Sister Sunshine saying, you guys are keeping it real. Wes has to be our central Central Coast correspondent.
Okay, you just have been officially
You've been officially inducted into our Central Time correspondents here on Gospel Jazzation, Brother Wes. You got some fans out there, brother.
Praise Jesus for that.
That's what I'm saying. All right, here's the song, Just Can't Get Enough, and we're going to let Wes Morgan go in just a few minutes. Right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Yeah, yeah, this is it. Right here, right here.
Come on, y'all, just rock side to side.
There you go.
Hold yourself. Yeah.
Just can't get enough. Every day wanting more of you. Don't leave me this way, no, no. I'd be afraid, so dismayed. Always wanting more of you. Oh, early in the morning, late in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, the things I say. You're such a part of me, anyone else can see. My mind just stays on you. Just can't get enough. Every day wanting more of you. Don't leave me this way, no, no, no. I'd be afraid, so dismayed. Took away my pain. You've been a constant friend, like a brother till the end. Without your shoulder to lean on, I'd probably be dead and gone. I just want you more and more each day. Just can't get enough. Every day wanting more of you. Don't leave me this way. I'd be afraid, so dismayed. Always wanting more of you. Yeah. Can't get enough for you, Lord, no.
What I'm talking about, brother.
Man, can I sing background?
Yeah. We're going to do it, man.
Okay.
All right. Watch yourself.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, yes. Wes. And you have a lovely family, too, man. A beautiful wife, beautiful children, man. I'm telling you, God has blessed you. Hey, man, he's pulled you out of so much with the backing of your parents and your wife, man, just being right by your side throughout all of your struggles, man. You just have a beautiful family, brother.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. Supporting the project, playing
No doubt.
Anytime you need anything from me, man, ring my phone.
Will do, man. I'm gonna put you on behind the scenes in just a few minutes.
Now, right, Wes, right, we did the background on you too.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, Doc, you may be scared to find some stuff behind the scenes on me.
Oh, no, nah, I'm just talking on the music.
Okay, man. No, it's all good, brother.
Nah, that's the other show.
Okay.
Nah, man, just talking about the YouTube clips and your videos that are on MySpace and, you know, your information on your website and the whole nine yards. So just want everyone to go over to westmorgan.com. And hit them up over there. You can email them, contact them, and there's a store there. You can buy the CD, purchase the CD. You definitely need to get the CD, y'all.
No, go buy it.
Just go buy that bad boy.
Because JP and Tone said so.
Most definitely, man. So, Wes, thank you so much, brother.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Any last words for the listeners out there?
Oh, man, just to know that God's no respecter of persons, man, and what he's done for me, he can do for you. You know, maybe somebody out there right now that's believing for a loved one. Or, man, you know, this time of night or morning, it may be somebody out there, you're about to take another hit right now.
That's right.
You don't have to do it, my friend. And God is meeting you right now. The fact that you got this music in your ears and these two brothers talking to you right now, man, it ought to be proof to you that God's got you in the palm of his hands.
Yes, sir.
Yield to him right now. I mean, man, I really believe like there's some real ministry going on right now. And man, he's a big God. He's much bigger than what the pictures that's been painted for you.
That's right. That's right. Amen about that, man.
Man, the preacher man is all on him. About to open up a text and get an offering.
I don't know if I could do it with my brother sitting there. He messed me up. I was going to laugh and trying to preach.
Nah. I'm going to back you up all the way, Doc.
Yeah, he's got you. He got you covered.
Fact, man, thank y'all so much.
Thank
man.
You.
No problem, man. And I see you're going to be out here in the Jersey area sometime in May, I believe it is.
Yeah, May 18th. We're going to be doing, I'm going to be preaching that Sunday morning for Mr. Bishop Johnny Vaughn at Calvary Temple. And then we're doing a concert that night.
Okay. We're going to have to try and find out where that's going to be. Where is that at, man?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah, and I'll give you some more information, man. I'll get you my number and stuff so we can hook up.
Okay, yeah, no doubt about it.
I'll definitely hook you up that day.
Behind the scenes here, and I'll get that information from you, all right?
Okay, my brother.
Yeah, I want people to come out. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you now with music coming to you from Brother West. This is the song entitled "He Brought Me Out," featuring a duet with Daryl Coley. Now, how did you get this brother on your project, man? That's what I want to know.
Man, I'm going to tell you, this is the craziest thing. You know, I wanted to meet Daryl Coley so bad for many, many years, and a friend of mine was doing a tribute to him several years ago, and they had one song that they needed a male vocalist to do, and it was "When Sunday Comes." And they asked me if I could handle it, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try because I want to meet him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tackled that song, and towards the end of the song, man, Daryl Coley, man, he started, you know, he was just being ministered to, come up there, and we finished that song out together, and him and I have been like bosom buddies ever since.
Wow.
So, as a matter of fact, he just called me yesterday. I got to call him. He's wanting to know what's going on this weekend at the showcase. So.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to get him down here.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, excellent, man. That Darryl is a blessing. Daryl Coley. Tell you what.
Now, see, people don't really know Daryl Coley.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do jazz with Nancy Wilson.
Yeah, he's straight jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. I'm telling you right now.
Straight up.
I got the records.
And he's the only brother I know who can do a song a cappella with no band, no music.
And still shut the South down.
Shut it down. Shut it down. You hear me?
Shut down.
Oh, my God.
Click, click.
I'm going to run the Greatest Thy Faithfulness in just a few minutes as soon as we get Wes on here. Oh, and, man, it's about 7 minutes long when he did that on Bobby Jones. What?
Wes.
What?
Wes.
What?
The Mashunda about to come down right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. But Wes, we thank you so much again, man. I can't thank you enough. And we definitely will be hooking up. And I'm going to put you on behind the scenes so I can get your information. But definitely, y'all go out and pick up this project. It will bless you. Trust me on that. Trust to know. Look at Me Now is the name of the CD. It's westmorgan.com. And you have a new book you say you have out?
It's coming, man.
Oh, it's coming out?
I mean, it's being birthed right now.
Okay, okay. And are you going to be working on a project for the future?
I've already got a new project. We just ain't dropped it yet because my publicist and Benita won't let me drop it yet. So
we got to work this out. You still got to squeeze this out, brother.
JP? Benita, stop playing. Benita. Put your ears on. Stop playing.
Let me tell you, Benita knows what's going on. Benita's been in the business an awful long time. She knows, Sister Girl knows what she's doing. Trust me.
I trust her, but Benita, we need that project.
Yeah, it's coming, man.
The world need it. I need it.
I'm going to try and talk to Benita behind the scenes so we can sneak, maybe just a little bit of it. Maybe we can get a little sneak peek of it, you know, the premiere here on Gospel Jazzation. How about that?
Well, we got Wes on the phone right now.
Right.
What's up?
No problem. All right, my man. Thank you so much, Wes.
Yes.
It's my pleasure, man.
Hold on a second. I'm going to get your information.
Okay.
And here's the song entitled, He Brought Me Out. It is Wes Morgan with Daryl Coley right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Come on.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations. At 2:36 in the AM.
I worked out to this on Sunday.
You did?
What?
Yeah. Nice. That was Tyrone Burkett. The song entitled Awesome God. And right before that, we had Wes Morgan. Thank you, Brother Wes. The song entitled He Brought Me Out featuring Daryl Coley. And I'm going to get some Daryl Coley music on in just a second. He's going to bless you for sure. Great is thy faithfulness. But anyway, thank you, Wes, for coming on the program. Y'all definitely go out and pick up that CD. WesMorgan.com is his website. The name of the CD is Look At Me Now. Look At Me Now. Do a search on YouTube for Wes Morgan, and you'll be able to see some videos of him. And you can hit him up on his MySpace site, MySpace.com/WesMorgan. And you can check us out at Gospel Jazzations for our MySpace site. I have him on as our top friends. So check him out there. And I'm going to have Melanie Hill. I pre-taped an interview with her earlier this evening. I'll run that around 4:30 or so. I was going to try to run that at 2 o'clock, but had Wes on. We're just having such a good time this morning. And we got his information behind the scenes, and we're going to try and hook up with him when he comes in.
No, we ain't going to try. We're going to hook up.
Okay.
Hook up, brother.
And we're going to try and get down to Nashville and fellowship with him in the future as well. And God is good, man. 201-692-2012 is the number. Shout out to Brother Kevin Moore. Brother's going to be heading to Dallas real soon to go shoot his appearance over on Daystar. Yeah, man.
Can
I get a cracker? Let me hold something.
Can I get a cracker?
Let me hold something.
Hold a little something.
Let me hold a little something. But anyway, Don Corey is out today. And
he's what?
He is out.
Out where?
Out sleeping. He's drooling on his pillow, on the left side of the pillow, that is.
I wanted
Sharon Addison to call in because nobody could tell it like this is the Sharon. Sharon, if you got your ears on, call in, man. 201-692-2012. This past Friday, Club MT.
There?
Yeah, Sharon was there. She said Tony, Marky D was on the microphone. Is Don Corey in the house? Where's Don Corey Washington? Is Don Corey here? JP, Don got lost for 3 hours. Over 3 hours. Over 3 hours,
got
Don
lost
Corey.
Where?
He got
in
lost.
His house?
No, man.
He got lost getting the Logan
Center? Yeah.
How many times he been there?
He's been to the church, but he's never
it's
been
right
to that.
Next door. Hello. No joke. It's right next door to the church.
I know, man. I know, but supposedly he borrowed a friend's GPS, and the GPS was sending him in circles.
No,
so he called up his friend. He says, "Man, this GPS not working right. I can't find where I'm going." So he says, "Oh, maybe you have to hit the reset button in the back." And he hit the reset button, and he was able to find it. But 3.5 hours later,
I want my money back.
I said, "What kind of GPS do you have?" And he gave me the name of it. It's a name I never heard. I mean, the name of the GPS he uses, they're famous for car stereos. They don't do GPS systems.
Tone, you sure it was you sure it wasn't a compass?
That he got out of a Cracker Jack box,
yeah,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Oh, Don Corey, you are a funny guy. Funny guy, man. Funny guy. But I was there at the Logan Family Center from 7:30 to 8 o'clock because, as I said before, I had a previous engagement at 8:30 in Teaneck. And I'm thinking Don was there already. I get a text message on my phone at 11 o'clock. Tony, I got lost 3.5 hours. I am so stressed. I don't think I can sing. 3 hours. 3 hours, JP. Oh, that Don
three
Corey
hours.
Washington. Driving in circles. I can't make it up.
It ain't like you went to Delaware or something. It's right here in Jersey.
It's the next town over from Teaneck here. But I told him, you know, Don, you were only 5 or 10 minutes away from the station. You've been here a number of times. Why don't you call somebody? But he said he was calling Marky, and he's calling a few other people there. But, you know, the place was loud. They couldn't hear their phones.
Hello, Marky is doing the show.
Can't make this up, people. Can't make this up. So Don has some explaining to do when he comes back next week. And then he had an early morning flight on Saturday morning to Ohio. The group was performing in Ohio over the weekend. So I guess we have to hear from him next week to see how that all went. But yeah, man, Don Corey Washington, the life and times of the Don.
Send all your correspondence to singingboy@AOL.com.
Is Don Corey in the house? Anybody seen Don Corey Washington? Sharon Addison said Marcus was saying that all night long. But he did make it in time. I understand he did come and he did be encouraged. And he shut it down after that, man.
I guess after that, I would want to be encouraged, too, after being lost for 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness. 2:41 in the a.m. It is Gospel Jazzation's WFDU 89.1 FM. Shout out once again to Ms. CC and Brownskin 007 tuning in this morning. Thank y'all so much.
What's
Sister
up, Phyllis
Yancey. I saw you online before, girl. I don't know if you're still listening in. Shout out to Sister Leslie Kennard. And I know she's been busy there in Florida. And I know her hours have changed, so a little bit. She can only tune in for a little bit nowadays.
Okay.
But shouting you out. Anyway, girl.
What's up, girl?
In the meantime, let's give you some music from the one and the only Daryl Coley himself. The song entitled Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Check it out, y'all.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, those of us that are here today, we just already know by just our being here that the Lord is faithful to us. No matter what we've done, no matter where we've been, no matter who we've been with, how bad we've acted, or even how good we've acted, God is still faithful. Every morning, there are brand new mercies. And so this is a part of a praise and worship that I give to him every day. And it just says, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changes not. Thy compassion, it fails not. For as thou hast been thou forever wilt be. Well, the summer and the winter and the springtime and the harvest, the sun, moon and stars in their courses above, they join with all in the manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, to your mercy and your love. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, Lord. Lord, your hand hath already provided. Hallelujah. So great is thy faithfulness, God. I thought about it, and you've been faithful unto me. There's a pardon for sin. Lord, you give a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide your strength. Bright hope for my every tomorrow. Blessings all mine. Hallelujah. With 10,000 beside. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, great is your faithfulness. All I had to do was wake up in the morning, and a brand new mercy I see. And I need it, Lord, your hand has already provided. So great, so great, great, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, great, great, great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord. Unto me.
What? Dow Coley, great is thy faithfulness, right here on Gospel Jazz Stations. JP is just stuck right now.
I'm like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. That is the master.
No, that's right there. Believable.
Daryl Coley, great is thy faithfulness. And Sister Sunshine just called in behind the scenes. Say, that is church right now.
Call back.
Yeah. JP wants to talk to you, girl. But she just wanted to encourage us and thank us for having Wes Morgan on today.
Yes.
That definitely ministered to her. And she says, just so refreshing to have real people on to talk about real ministry and real struggles that they went through. So she said she wants to encourage us to keep doing what we're doing. And thank you so much, Sister Sunshine. We thank you. All right, but JP wants to talk to you.
Call back.
So give a call back. 2:50 in the AM. We're gonna follow this up with some more music coming to you from Wes Morgan.
Oh, I was about to say, could we really follow that up with anything?
No, you can't follow anything up after that.
My God.
You might as well just shut it down. It's all over. But we're gonna bring Wes Morgan back on. The song entitled "It's My Pleasure" from the CD "Look at Me Now," right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1. And you know how we do, y'all. FM.
And my mind stayed on you, seeking your face. I need you to show me what to do. I never know who I'm gonna meet. I wanna give them the missing piece. Lord, help me show them you.
It's my pleasure
walking hand in hand with you.
My pleasure.
I never know what you're gonna do. There's something new in every day. Nothing really left for me to say.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. I'm taking my time. I'm setting my pace. I know what it takes to win this race. Sure don't wanna miss your smiling face.
Can't stop this feeling. You got me rocking and reeling.
Ooh, I'm doing what fulfills me.
It's my pleasure
walking hand in hand with you.
It's my pleasure.
I never know what you're gonna do.
Something new in every day.
Nothing really left for me to say.
It's my pleasure.
Ooh, it's my pleasure. Walking hand in hand with you.
It's my pleasure.
Lord, I never know what you're gonna do. No, no.
Something new.
Something new in every day. Nothing left for me to say.
It's my pleasure.
Woo, 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 woo. All these people wandering around, trying to find their purpose in life. Empty. But you know, I've learned something. That I was created to serve God and to serve His people. And while I'm busy serving Him and serving His people, He makes sure that I'm a whole man. And this is what He said.
He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace.
Perfect peace. He said, I'm gonna keep you. If I keep my mind stayed on Him, that's what it says.
If you keep your mind stayed on me,
I just wanna stay.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation's 2:59 in the AM, 30 seconds before the top of the hour of 3 o'clock. Shout out to my aunt Gwen, who's listening in. I'm going to put her on in just a few minutes. That was Lisa Scott Bailey, the song entitled In This Place, who's working on a brand new project. And right before that, Wes Morgan gave you the song It's My Pleasure. Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM. We'll be right back with you. 201-692-2012. At the tone, it will be 3 o'clock in the a.m.